B-Pod Studios.
Exclusions apply, U.S. only.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one HP ink cartridge, you'll get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Buy one HP ink and get a second 30% off. Plus, save up to 40% on select HP printers. Now at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 1/12/19. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over two decades helping our community.
Vidian Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is welcoming 2019 with incredible deals on Ram Crew trucks. Visit Vidian in Newtown Square and drive away in a beautiful new Ram Crew cab for only $299 a month. The Start Something New sales event has come to Vidian in Delaware County. Check out Vidian.com for details. Born of steel, sold on Westchester Pike, and available 24/7 at Vidian.com. 24 months, 10,000 miles per year, $3,499 down, plus tax, tags, license, and acquisition fees for well-qualified and returning lessees. Offer expires 1/31/2019.
CMA, ACM, and CMT-nominated Randy Houser Magnolia Tour. Saturday, January 26th, the Event Center at Sugar House Casino. Tickets on sale now at sugarhousecasino.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Enjoy a night of laughs with Blackish star Dion Cole, February 22nd at Sugar House Casino. One of today's hottest comedians, Dion Cole, sells out shows nationwide. Dion Cole at the Event Center. Get tickets at sugarhousecasino.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
It is 5 o'clock hour. It's the Mike Missanelli Show. 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guide at Door and Window. That is big winter sales. Been extended through January. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDE or visit GOGUIDA.com. So this will be all calls this 5 o'clock hour and a chance for you to land a pair of tickets to see Billy Joel May 24th at Citizens Bank Park. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. You can grab yourself a pair now. All you have to do is answer a general knowledge question correctly, and you will qualify for a random drawing at the end of the show for the tickets. General knowledge is one of the categories. Fads of the 1990s is another category. NFL top rushing quarterbacks. And finally, song titles by synonyms. Our success rate today has been more than 90%. Let's go back to the phones. Dave in Mount Laurel, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Hey, Mike, happy anniversary, Ken Don.
Thank you, Dave.
I have something, before I get to my point, this is something you may shrug your shoulders at, but with the Eagles playing the late game this Sunday, came across something kind of interesting little factoid, whatever you want to call it. The two biggest NFL playoff comebacks were Indy over KC 4 years ago. Of course, that's Andy Reid with the Eagles connection.
Mm-hmm.
And back in 93, Buffalo came back over Houston. Frank Reich was the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But in an odd twist, the late game on both those days was the same two teams. And believe it or not, it was the Eagles and the Saints.
Wow. That's quirky.
Yeah, it is.
Very quirky.
And with them, and it sort of sets up, you wonder what's going to happen with the Dodgers, Chargers and the Saints, Chargers and the Pats. This Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
like I said, I don't know if that's worth hours of discussion, but I thought it was interesting.
I got you. I hear you, bro.
All right, sweet. What I was wondering is the game against Chicago, we saw, to me, a disturbingly ineffective and uncreative running game. And I'm thinking against the Saints, they're going to need that running game to open up the RPOs.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't understand why they didn't try anything other than just those inside-the-tackle runs over and over again.
I thought they were trying to keep them honest. And, that was a defense that's pretty quick and it's, gets the linebackers were just sensational. So rather than go wide, he thought they can go quick hit. You know, listen, if it resulted in a loss, I would say, okay, maybe they did a few things wrong. But it didn't. I think it kept Chicago honest enough where the Eagles were able to get that last drive. The cumulative effect, though.
I just didn't feel I get it. You know, we all said that they're keeping them honest, but I thought they had to just do something a little different, you know, a sweep or something.
Yeah, well, you know, the sweep against that defense probably wouldn't have been good. I would have liked to have seen them disguise some screen passes, and like they did work that double screen and get Sproles a little bit in space, but neither team did that. I thought it was weird that the Bears didn't do it to Tariq Cohen either.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that they do something a little, not that I'm scared of the Saints run defense, but they just are going to have to do something because it's going to be a shootout against the Saints. They're not going to score 16 points and win the game.
I got you. All right, would you like a general knowledge question?
I have no knowledge. I suck at these. Both
generally, you have no knowledge? Okay. Yeah, all right, here we go. Let's go with this one. What instrument does Yo-Yo Ma play?
Violin.
Ah, oh, close, but no cigar. The cello. Yo-Yo Ma is the world's foremost cellist. Let's go to Spencer. Spencer, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's going on, Spencer?
Hey, I want to talk about this number. You were saying Vegas is showing more cash on the birds?
That is correct. At the number, not to win. So the plus eight they're showing.
Yeah, because, well, I was looking at score books, and they're showing 60% on the Saints.
Well, listen, I can tell you right now, it's courtesy of Bet Online, and it's telling me right now, it was just sent to me by our pal Jimmy Shapiro, the Eagles plus eight is 64% of the public money is on that.
All right. Well, you were saying before, you think that number is a little high?
It's very high.
Well, I mean, Saints got one of the top three home fields in the league.
Yeah, no, I get that. Well, but based on the way the Eagles are playing lately, I think that's a little high.
I mean, I agree, but you figure maybe a full 4 points for home field with, you know, in New Orleans. So really maybe 4 points, give them a half a point for a bye, 3.5 on a neutral. I think that's pretty fair.
I don't know. I think it's a little high.
All right.
It shows no respect to the Eagles at all. It's the highest line of the weekend.
I mean, that's for sure. What was the? Do you remember what the line was when we played them two months ago?
I do not. I don't know if it was that high.
I think it was. But my point is, what's changed? We just got better.
Well, yeah, and that's not factored in, apparently.
Right. So. Hey, go Birds, right?
All right, man. General knowledge question for you. Fads in the 1990s.
All right, hit it.
Inflatable shoes that supposedly made you jump higher, but really didn't.
The Reebok pump?
Oh, the Reebok pump is correct. Oh, I had a pair of those bad boys, Tyrone.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, pumps?
Oh, I had some pumps.
That's pretty cool. They brought
black
those.
Black suede, too.
Oh, nice.
Those were rare.
Black high top suede. Pump it up.
They came back for a while and it didn't take.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, and it didn't fully take.
Yeah.
But
I thought I was king in those.
You kind of were if you had those.
Uh-huh.
You were if you had those. I'm working on finding that line from the 18th game.
All right, take your time. Ray and AC. Ray, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ray.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Ray?
Hey, Mike, I would like to see you in those pumps doing the hokey pokey out of way.
Yeah, I can assure you that I have never done the hokey pokey in my life.
And my wife and I were driving down the shore. We're listening, and that guy Vincente called. He's got to be the first one on your Mount Rushmore of calling.
He's fantastic.
He is unbelievable.
And he's calling from Ecuador. That's no small bill.
It's 95 degrees.
Okay? Yeah, it's 95 degrees in Guayaquil.
When New Orleans lost to Dallas, I know that was a Thursday night game and New Orleans had to travel, but still, Dallas held them to 10 points. I didn't watch that. I didn't watch that game.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know what Dallas did to the, you know, what Dallas defense did?
I didn't watch it either, and I discounted because it was in Dallas. You know, I look at this New Orleans, the record at home, and the stats are amazing. And Drew Brees. And his completion ratio at home is 76.3. This season was 70. He had 21 touchdowns, one interception at home today. He had his QBR was 89.7. It's the second highest total in a single season ever.
So we have to assume that New Orleans went to Dallas on Thursday night and just said, oh, let's just mail this.
Well, I don't know what happened, but it's still not, you can't evaluate the New Orleans Saints in an away game as well as you can at home, where they're just, in, you know, it's one of the great home field advantages ever.
And unfortunately, I don't think they're going to be the Eagles fans. I don't know how many are going to get down
there. I think a lot will get down there because it's a big stadium and there's a lot of tickets available. I think Eagle fans travel really well.
Yes, we do.
All right, man.
Can I get a general knowledge?
General knowledge is NFL rushing quarterbacks.
Okay.
All right, so these are I'll give you them in order. Cunningham, Cam Newton, Steve Young, Tarkenton, Russell Wilson, Steve McNair, Donovan McNabb. The next guy played from 1983 to 1998 with 3,407 rushing yards.
Well, that's not who I thought it was going to be.
And I can tell you that he is a top quarterback of all time.
How about John Elway?
That's correct! John Elway, that's amazing. You got John Elway. Nobody thinks of that part of his game. My man could rumble.
Yeah, he could. A couple things happened real fast on that game. One is that the running back got knocked out with the concussion, with the helmet to helmet that they didn't call. That was a big factor in that game.
Yes.
Kamara got knocked out in that game.
Yep.
Breeze also, right after Dak tried to give the game to the Saints, Breeze threw an interception right after that in that Cowboys game. And unfortunately, I hate to admit, the Cowboys' defensive speed is better than the Eagles' defensive speed. I don't think they can duplicate what the Cowboys did. I just don't think they have that personnel. They have a lot of fat. They're just got faster personnel.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. Curtis in Overbrook joins us. What's up, Curtis?
Hey, gentlemen, I'm so glad you said that because that's exactly what I was going to segue into. Listen, I still think we could do part of what Dallas did. Hey, Tyrone, you said we're not fast enough, but I think if our D-line just plays like the D-line of Dallas and don't let Drew Brees step up in the pocket, we don't have to be as quick as long as we can keep Drew Brees from stepping up in the pocket because he can't see over his offensive lineman. He needs to have a clean
pocket. They've been saying that for how many years? All the guy does, he's got 75,000 yards he can't see. Just imagine if he could see.
Yeah, but the thing I'm saying to you is that the Cowboys were the only team this year that I actually saw do it in a way that made him ineffective, Mike, and that's what I'm saying. I really think the Cowboys showed people what they have to do. Now, whether you can actually duplicate that or not is a totally different story, but the Cowboys put the blueprint out there for you to stop having Drew Brees throw all across. That's what I feel like, and I just wanted to see what did you think they needed to do, whether they need to.
I agree exactly with you. Do they have the personnel to do it? They might. The way their defense is playing right now, they could cause him some problems.
Okay. Just like right now, I was so shocked at the DBs. Like, honestly, if the DBs hadn't showed up last week and somehow we'd have still won this game, there's no way I would think we'd beat New Orleans. I actually think we have a serious chance of beating New Orleans if we can keep that pressure on Drew enough to where he's not comfortable back there.
Now, you know, this could just for the sake of a little discussion here, he threw for 520 touchdowns. If he could see over the line, what would you think? 700?
Yeah, I think 700.
Come on, Curtis. No, I hear you. All right, let's go with song titles.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Song titles, synonyms. I'm going to give you a synonym. You give me the song. Coitus contraption.
Coitus contraction.
Coitus. Coitus, however you pronounce it. C-O-I-T-U-S. You have to know what that means.
I don't know it.
Contraption.
I don't know.
Coitus contraption.
I don't know.
It's a James Brown song.
I'm driving.
All right, Curtis. I'm sorry. Coitus contraption. Sex machine.
That's right. Get on up.
That's correct. Scott Cherio, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Scott.
Hey, Mike. Good evening.
What's up, Scott?
Not much. Hey, trying to talk to you about, I like the three-branch analogy that you have as far as, like, Nick Foles when it comes to, you know, if he's continuing to be successful, he's kind of your your go-to guy, but I kind of have another analogy for it. You know, I feel like Carson's more of the dad of the Eagles family, and while Dad tried to take everybody to Disneyland last year, he only got three quarters of the way. You know, Dad ran out of gas. Stepdad, Nick Foles came in, and he took the kids to Disneyland, and he's the hero. But what Nick got was he got a parade, and the fans got a trophy. And I really think that, you know, while Dad got hurt again this year, you know, Nick, if he takes them again to the Super Bowl, that's great and fantastic. You know, he gets another parade. I still think that Carson is the definitive leader of the team and will be around longer and make this more of a, you know, you'd like to see the team become a dynasty. I don't think that's going to happen with Nick Foles. Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? You're going to a large extent to outsmart yourself here. Because on one hand, you've got vivid results, which is two Super Bowls and a team that plays well for this guy. And then you're throwing that away and you're saying, nah, the other guy can do better. Now, you might be right. What I'm saying is it's hard to ignore the tangible success that's in front of you.
Very true.
So I don't know what they're going to do. It's not my decision. If they want to call me, I'll give them the three branches of Mike, and they can move on. But they're not going to call me. Would you like a general knowledge question?
Yes, sir.
All right, this is for Billy Joel tickets. This is the general knowledge category. What does a Geiger counter measure?
Does that measure the earthquakes?
It's not exactly the answer.
The ground shaking?
That's not the answer either. The Geiger counter measures radiation. Ionizing radiation, to be complete.
What's the earthquake one? That's a seismic something,
yeah,
right?
Yes. What is the...
seismograph?
It might be a seismograph.
Or is it seismometer?
Seismometer?
It's a seismograph.
I'm guessing.
I like a seismometer.
What measures? Okay, I got to do it here. Earthquakes. Pat Egan probably knows that.
Yeah, it's a seismometer.
Seismometer?
It is seismometer.
It's a Richter scale.
No, that's the scale.
It's the seismograph.
Or a seismometer.
Seismometer?
Yes,
It could be either. Who
could have thought?
We're so smart.
Getting everything right.
There you go. Where was I? What was I going to say? Is this from Pat, the line?
I looked it up.
Oh, you looked it up?
I found it, yeah.
This is hard to believe. The first time they played, the line was 7.
Yeah, they were 7, and it was over-under was 58.
It's higher now that the Eagles are better.
Yeah.
Well, then you find that strange?
I don't find it strange. I find it troubling and scary.
It's disrespectful.
Nah, because here's the one thing. The Eagles do look better, and I'm not denying that. Mm-hmm. The Saints' defense, because the offense hasn't played well down the stretch. Uh-huh. Even in that Dallas game where they lost, their defense played really well, and they've been turning people over. I think they can hold this Eagles' offense down more than Drew Brees is going to score 40-some points. If they were to win the game 21-10, that's obviously much closer, but they would cover. Because they respect the defense of the Saints, which has played really well. I think that's where it comes from. I'm troubled by the 8, and I hope it moves.
Okay. Let's go to Keith in the Northeast. Keith, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo.
What's up, Keith?
Listen, I got a way you can keep Foles.
Go ahead.
All right, so I give him $5 million. He likes the city. He stays here. I pay him $15 million. He stays here for $5 million. I give him $15 million as a player assistant coach. The NFL doesn't have a rule against it yet, I think. No, I keep him. I got them both.
Wait a minute. He's scheduled to make 20 next year.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll give $15 million away?
He walks as a free agent. The Eagles pay him $5 million. But they give him $15 million as an assistant coach. He stands on the sidelines with his arms crossed. He makes the same amount of money, $20 million or whatever you got to pay him. It doesn't count on a cap. And now I got the guy for another year.
No, you can't do that. Yes, you can't disguise a guy as a coach. There's a salary cap ramification to that.
Isn't there a history of player coaches? He wouldn't count on
There is not a history of player coaches. Where's your history? What history did you learn?
In baseball. Well, how about, we're not talking about baseball.
How about there's no history?
This is the stupidest idea
I've ever heard. How about that? Justin in Pottstown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Justin! Justin, we got you?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go ahead.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, man?
Not much, man. I don't know. I'm just not on the Keith Foles team. That's not what I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
I think Carson's our guy. He's got the skill set. I mean, I know Foles. He comes in the clutch times when we're struggling or Wentz is hurt. But like, I just feel like Wentz is our guy.
Well, you're entitled to feel that way. What I'm saying is, if you play this whole thing out in your head, and the guy wins the Super Bowl, another one, do you have the same opinion?
Yeah, I'm.
You're going to turn away from two Super Bowl wins. You're going to just go, we're better off with Wentz.
I don't think he can do it. Guess what? 16 games.
You're thinking. See, that's dangerous sometimes when you're thinking the unknown when you have the known in front of you. You know what I'm saying?
You're relying
on the unknown to come through for you. When you see a guy win two Super Bowls, that's the known. So what do you do? You going to throw that away and go with the unknown?
We gave up so much to get Wentz, man.
But you're going to get it back if you trade him. But if you trade him, what do you think he's worth? Two number ones and a starting player who's a good player.
Yeah, now if you're talking to Jags and Ramsey, I'm with it.
All right, well, I mean, that's the kind of deal you can make for this guy. It's not like, yeah, you paid a lot to get him. You can also get a lot for him. Come on, Justin.
I dig it.
All right, man, you want to play General Knowledge?
Yeah, I want. Can I say something about Frankie and Johnny?
Oh, sure, yeah. You been there?
Yeah. I'm from Pottstown, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like they got a like your grandma's front door, the white.
Yes, this guy sent me a photo of it. I remember it now exactly. It's classic.
And listen, I don't know how they do on the weekends and all that, but I know Thanksgiving morning, jam-packed.
Yeah, see, they used to be open around the clock because of the shift work. They're probably not anymore, right?
I had a lot of aunts and uncles. Not no more. Yeah. I had a lot of aunts and uncles that worked at Mrs. Smith's. You know what I mean? I always heard the stories about them going there in the morning.
I'm telling you. I went in there. We're in there at 7 o'clock. We caught two shifts. The outgoing and the incoming.
No, that's awesome. I was excited when I heard you talk.
Yeah. All right, man. Here we go. It's the fads of the 1990s quiz. The handheld digital pet was called what?
The handheld digital pet.
You remember that? They had the handheld digital pets. And you had to find it inside.
Oh, man. It was what the heck were they called? I know exactly what they were. They're a little small, like they
fit in your palm.
They fit on the keychain.
Uh-huh.
What were they called? I'd totally forget.
Oh, man, sorry. All right, Natalie, how many handheld digital pets did you have?
Oh, I had like five Tamagotchis.
Really? Tamagotchi is correct.
Dinky dinos. I had them all.
You had to feed them a certain time?
Yeah. The talking one, I actually ended up putting to sleep and never waking up because it would wake up in the middle of the night and say that it had to go to the bathroom.
What an ingenious idea.
And I was like 12.
To make several million and then just forget about it.
And it would go, ew, it smells.
610-632-0975. We still have plenty of calls to take before we get the sound off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's 5:31, and let's sample what you heard on the show today. Somebody just tweeted me and said that Greeny this morning on Get Up mentioned the magic carpet ride. Now, let me put this together for people. Now, Greeny, we'll get to the final Twitter poll just in a second. Greeny, one of his main dudes on the show is, of course, big friend of our show, Hembo. The great Hembo.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible that Greeny heard Hembo talking about the magic carpet ride, so then he went with it. Right? It's not the first time I've been poached by ESPN people. Colin Cowherd, back in the day at ESPN, trots out one day a field of 64 out of the blue.
Yeah.
His producer, and I'm sure you know him, Tyrone, from back in the day. He used to be my producer back in the day when I was doing the field of 64. And so he gave Cowherd the idea, and they poached that idea too. My buddy Vinny Cates.
Yeah, I know.
All right?
Yeah,
it was his producer.
Huh.
Poachville.
That's how it works, huh?
That's the way it works.
Why can't they just say...
Greeny, of course, the Greeny's on record here with a soundbite. My buddy Mike Misnelli.
Yeah, why can't they just say that?
I don't know. I guess they're figuring the rest of the world doesn't know who I am, so why drop my name?
No respect.
All right, it's time for the final Twitter poll numbers, which is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. And, of course, it's winter season now. So you're thinking snow blowers, you're thinking generators, small engines. They have every part for every machine in stock when you need it. Moyer will help you keep going this winter. All right, what are the final numbers, Nat?
1,400 votes today, Mike. Outside of St. Nick, what will be the difference maker from playing the Saints in November? 20% say the offensive line, 68% going defense, 5% the running game, and 7% the Saints overconfidence.
All righty then. Back to the phones. Come down the home stretch. Jerome in West Philly. What's up, Jerome?
Eminem, what's going on?
What's happening, man?
Hey, look, I haven't called in a while, so I wanted to tell you, Ty, and Nat, you know, happy holidays and happy anniversary.
Thank you, Tyrone. I mean, Jerome. Sorry, man.
I kind of shut down off the whole radio thing. My pop passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, man. And I can hear the in your voice. I'm sorry. We're all sorry to hear that.
No, thanks, man. I had to call up. You know, since it's Eagle Week, I had to call up.
Yes.
I think the Saints got a little chip on their back, on their shoulder too, Mike, because you know that Minnesota play last year. They feel like they should have played the Eagles NFC Championship.
Yeah.
And I think that's going. I think that's what they feel. That's fueling their fire right now too. So I think both sides got, you know, a little extra adrenaline going for this game this week.
Yeah, I agree. I tell you, I really like the Eagles in this game. I wasn't that sure about the Bears game, but I this team seems unflappable to meet this kind of a challenge. So I can't steer away from them.
Well, I think the fans have a lot to do with that. And I think, you know, New Orleans and Seattle are the two places that, even though the Eagle fans travel, it's going to be hard for them to have a voice in them two places.
Yeah. Yeah, so well, I think Eagle fans will represent, though. They always do.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be a good game regardless of what happens.
I do, too. Now, Jerome, the family okay? I know this was a trying time for you. You got to look at the good of the life you shared with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what you got to do. Every time you get down, just think of the good times you shared.
I still got to work with my mom, Mike. You know she got cancer, too. So
Listen, hang in there, get strength, and, you know, just work through it.
Thanks, man. Let me see if I can mess up y'all stats on this general knowledge.
All right, well, we get the general knowledge is NFL top rushing quarterback category.
Crap.
Right, so what?
I only had a couple.
Well, I'm going to give you in order what we've gone through so far. Vic Randall, Cam, Steve Young, Tarkenton, Russell Wilson, Steve McNair, Donovan McNabb, John Elway. The next guy you're not going to know, he's an old timer. But the next guy is still active. Still active quarterback. 2939 yards rushing.
29. Who's still running?
He plays in the Midwest.
I'm a guess. Is it Drew?
It's not Drew. It is Aaron Rodgers.
I feel for Jerome.
Yeah, Jerome had a lot of pain in his voice there.
That's so sad.
A shame. And he's a good guy. Jerome is a really good guy. We've met him. Let's go to JB. He's calling from Alabama. JB, what's up?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good, man.
Hey, love the show. I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first, let me say this. I'm a Nick Foles convert. Man, I'll admit it, last year I thought our season was done in the L.A. game. Thought we would lose all the way through. Thought this season we'd be toast with Nicky Six, but man, I'm really rooting for him. And that first fourth down drive that he had was tremendous. But I got a question for you and Ty.
Yes, sir.
Something or nothing. If you remember the 2013 playoff game against the Saints, it was in the 14th season. At the end of the game, when Henry kicks the ball on the kickoff to the 15, they get the run back, one pass, kick the field goal. When I watched the game against the Bears, I swear that kick, I'm not sure what was going on in Elliott's mind to kick it to the 15. Am I imagining that, or is that something?
Yeah, you know, I remember I was at that game, and I remember that same circumstance. I guess he choked. It was a bad kick. Kickers choke because the kickers aren't competitive athletes. What I'm trying to tell people, you know, they can kick a ball. I got it. But you rarely find that they were competitive athletes that can seize a moment.
I agree. And I think if he makes that, if Parkey makes that kick, I think people would be getting on Henry. I know Ty would. Ty'd make him walk home. He wouldn't be allowed to take the bus or fly.
He would. All right, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, you got it, JB.
Yeah, he got asked about that during the week, the coach, and he said it was just a bad kick. It wasn't, intentionally behind up.
And just the worst possible time, a bad kick.
Yeah.
And it happens to guys who are flimsy, and when they're around real athletes, there's a reason why they're flimsy. All right, last call, D in North Jersey. D, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, D?
Hey, how you guys doing, Mike?
What's going on, D?
Yeah, I'm stuck up here in Giants and Jets land. I've been here for 5 years, and I hate it. But I represent Philly to the fullest every day. I just want to say that I don't understand why we're so anxious about playing the Saints. My entire life in Philadelphia, every time we play the Saints, we are, like, nervous about how good the Saints have been. Well, since Drew Brees has been in New Orleans, they've only been to two NFC championship games. And in the same time period, so have we. And they've only won one Super Bowl. And guess what? So have we. But they haven't done it in 8 years. They should be more concerned about the Philadelphia Eagles coming because this is not the Eagles that they saw in November. In November, we were still with our chest thumped out, like we're the Super Bowl champions. Everybody brought their best from the other teams that we faced.
Mm-hmm.
Getting hit in the mouth really put things in perspective for us. And now we're coming back with the same attitude we had last season where everybody is counting us out. And they're going to come and they're going to show just like they did in Minnesota last year in the championship game.
Yeah.
I think that this game is going to be a runaway for the Eagles.
Wow.
And it's going to be an expression.
Well, listen, I hope you're right. But see, the New Orleans thing is not unfounded. They're really good at home, and their record proves they're really good at home. They're a different team. So, like, if you take it game by game and forget about the history of them failing or them having the same success and no better than another team, you got to measure it like they're a different team at home. So that's what the Eagles are up against. They're up against a formidable foe who plays like that at home.
And I get that. But I feel like Jason Peters, we coming. It's like that commercial we've been watching. We ready.
All right, man. You want a general knowledge question to wrap it up?
Yes, I will.
Song titles by synonyms. I'm going to give you a synonym. You tell me what the song I'm looking for is. Uncolored Nuptials.
I have no clue.
Oh, that one is White Wedding. Billy Idol.
No one talks to Billy Idol that way.
That's correct. Coming up, it's Sound Off right here, 97.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Fanatic.
It's time for you to sound off.
You're going to be faking me. What is the hell are you
a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for sound off. You know the number. In case you don't hear it, 610-771-9705. You got something to say, hit us up on that line and leave a message. You may make it to the big show when we replay it.
This Alvin Kamara dude needs to shut his mouth. Somebody's going to Reggie Bush him early. And when he's on the bottom of the pile, somebody's going to rip that pretty little nose ring out of his mouth. I want to see blood. I want to see stretchers. I want to see the NFC Championship. Come on!
I love fans that get annoyed with what another player on another team says. I love that. I love that little subplot. Kamara, you're dead.
Hey, I got two words I want you to focus on. Those words are road weary. Road weary. Your team is road weary. They're going into a hornet's nest, and they're going to go down. And there ain't no way they're going to win a Super Bowl before the Dallas Cowboys. Because we get 5 Lombardi trophies for every one of y'all.
It's not enough that you're a J.O. Cowboy fan and you have to make a fake bad Texas accent to be a double J.O.? Come on, man.
The Eagles are going to get their ass kicked. Big Red's going to get his ass kicked. And Fairyland is no more. Reality is Reeves and Brady Super Bowl, do you f***ing like it or not?
Breeze and Brady Super Bowl? I don't think so. I think you're New England Patriots. And listen, I love Tom Brady, unlike a lot of people who hate him. I think he's the best ever. But he's not going to survive this weekend at home against the Chargers.
Outright!
I'm sorry to sound so petty, but I am so sick and tired of every time that people call a sports radio show. They're either on the speaker or they're not aware that they have the radio or TV on. Turn your freaking TV down and stop watching yourself. Focus on what your point is, because 9 times out of 10 you've been on hold and you forgot your point. Write it down if you have to, but you're wasting listeners' time by not listening to the instructions. Turn your TV down and put your phone off of speaker once you get on. It's annoying, and if you're not aware of this, new callers, start doing it.
I love you, ma'am.
Is that AJ?
I don't know. I think that's AJ.
That's a Hall of Fame call.
She's right, too.
That's a Hall of Fame
AJ
call.
AJ should be a school teacher.
We're going to need her around.
Come on, Tyrone. How are you going to disrespect 5? 5 made it to 5 NFC Championship games, 1 Super Bowl, and then he said, pump your brakes on Carson Wentz, so that's why you're mad at 5? Come on. 5 will always love.
I'm embarrassed.
When did I disrespect 5? We both agree that 5 is the best quarterback in Eagle history. And, you know, other quarterbacks have a long way to get to that level. But let's face facts here, because he got to this, he got to that. It's not about getting to that. It's losing 3 times as a favorite when you get to that, which will always stick in my craw.
Mike, up until about 2 days ago, you were saying for 2 weeks about how if Foles could keep it close against the Saints and leave the field with a lead and Breeze has to go down and kick a last-minute field goal to win the game, you're in on Foles. Now all of a sudden he has to win this game, and if he doesn't, you're out. What changed?
No, I don't.
Why did you go back on what you did say?
If I said that, I was mistaken, because I think I'm holding. It would listen. If he wins the game, I'm on to the next level. If he doesn't win the game, I have a decision. And if it happens that way, where he's won the game and it takes heroic efforts by the Saints to win the game, I still may be on Foles. I haven't ruled that out.
Mike, you're killing me, man. Which one of these pencil neck geeks came up with the tight window stat? Tight window stat? Are you serious? Are we really making that a stat? You know what that sounds like? That sounds like leading the league in tip passes.
Don't give me tight windows, Des, man. We know what Drew Brees is. He's a future Hall of Famer. Top 10 easily, dog. Tight windows, Des. You gotta be kidding.
Well, I gave you a tight windows, Des. I said you can do with it what you want. I said, what did I suggest, Tyrone?
You said put it in a swisher.
Crumple it all up, cut it all up, and chop it all up, put it in a swisher.
And smoke it, right?
Yes.
Hey, Mike, just wanted to call in quick about Beanie Baby buyer's remorse. One night after closing the local watering hole, I found myself asleep on the futon. Woke up the next morning and found my credit card on top of my wallet and immediately thought, oh no. A few days later, I realized what I had done. When the Beanie Baby that was passed out at Yankee Stadium the day Boomer Wells threw a perfect game arrived, the guy that used to try to sell Sammy Sosa rookie cards wrote me in and convinced me that a $400 Beanie Baby was a sound investment.
Well, yeah, there were like rare Beanie Babies that did carry that kind of value.
Yes.
Like when it was going on.
Yeah.
I may have one of those tucked away. I got this this Jerry Garcia one.
Oh,
which
oh.
I think is.
Yes, the tie dye one?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's the Princess Diana one.
I don't have that one.
And the Shamrock one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to sort through the 700 that I have in a hamper.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, this is Henry, the terrier from down the block. I just want to say I've met your dog a couple times, and it's really this simple. That bitch be crazy.
It's not. No, my dog right now is like a really sound, calm dog. But he holds a grudge, and I don't blame the dog. The dog got ripped apart in the belly by this pointer mix. And got its toe. It's got a deformed toe. It can never be in a show now.
I'm so upset by that.
It can't be in the dog show.
I didn't know that.
And so there's no deformed toes in a dog show. So the dog maybe had aspirations to one day be in a dog show. And so now she holds a grudge.
Every time
she hears the bark of that other dog, she freaks out.
I don't blame her.
All right. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
See you later.
He's like Kramer, never being able to be a banker, Tyrone.
Yeah.
My dog can never now win in a dog show. Hey, not even local.
And it seems like she would have those aspirations.
She does. She's a beautiful dog.
There should be a show for dogs that
I have never, ever seen a Shiba Inu win any kind of a dog show.
No.
Because they're not calm enough to go through the protocol.
She's such a little angel.
She is, but they don't listen. So you can't train them to a dog show level. All right, that's the end of
Fine.
This. Coming up is the Ron Jaworski Show live from Ramblewood Country Club. And then the Sixers Wizard on a back-to-back here, this game in Washington. And then Devon after to talk about the game. Everybody have a great rest of the night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.